Good evening, good evening, and welcome to the Ask Sue Show. Hope everybody is all okay tonight, or today if you're in the USA. I just want to literally say hello to everybody that's already in the chat room. You're very keen tonight, bless you all. And that song has got to be definitely for my very good and lovely friend and co-host, Kathy. Hi, Kathy, how are you doing?
Hi, Sue. I am absolutely wonderful. Happy Monday to everybody.
Woohoo! And start of a very busy and wonderful week. I must admit, it's going to be a good week. I can feel it in my bones already that it's going to be, oh my goodness, the shows we've got obviously we've got Howard on Tuesday, we've got the psychic show on Wednesday, we have got the lovely Linda coming on Thursday, which we'll talk about shortly, and then on Friday we've got the lovely Victoria Eisenman as well. So, I mean, what can I say? There's no other place to be.
You got a hot week planned. A rockin' week.
Oh, yes. It'll be good.
I just want to let you know, I'm having a little trouble getting the chat room up right now, but that's okay. It's not a problem. I will be getting the chat room up.
Yes. You'll be popping in there, I'm sure, in just a couple of minutes.
I will be. That's no problem. In the meantime, how's it looking there in the chat room? Do we have some folks online already?
We do. We have got Bill, and we've got Nicole in Australia, and we've got Max in Belfast, and we've got Rat Heebie Jeebie from somewhere ratty, right? And then we've got Yasmin, and we've got Yasmin in the UK as well. So we're all good.
Right.
We've actually got. Oh, and Judith just joined us as well. Hi, Judith. How are you doing?
Hi, Judith.
You for being a couple of seconds late. Oh, bless. They're all going to start to wave in a minute, bless them. So, yes, we've had, I'm just going to say to everybody, first of all, we're a little bit, oh my goodness, it's been a mad day, and it's because myself and Kathy and Max have all been doing a lot of stuff behind the scenes that obviously is going to be building up for the oncoming, the forthcoming shows. So the thing is, we feel like we haven't got a lot done, but we have. We've got loads, but it's all for the future, not for today. So it's been one of them. So, and also, if everybody could please share the Ask Sue Show links that we put up, please just put it onto your status to let people know that you're listening to the Ask Sue Show. Problem is being, somebody's actually reported me to Facebook, and I can't share the links all over the pages at the moment. So if everybody please could just share their statuses, literally, so it's to say about the Ask Sue Show, then that would be absolutely fantastic. But, you know, it's all good fun. It makes us all the more stronger for those even bigger stories that we're going to be coming against very, very soon. So, a big hello to Max, who's in the chat room, who's obviously going to be sharing links, and also to Bill. And Max has just put, we have some amazing high-profile guests lined up. And, to be fair, we'll say no more about it, but yes, we have. I love it when a plan comes together.
I do too. I'll tell you what, I'm having a great day today. I feel good, and I've got a lot of good stuff on my notes to talk about, and I know you do too. So Bill's there too? Bill's there with you too?
He is, yes. He's in the chat room as well. So
good.
It's all good. And what's that now? Yasmin's just put 3,000 emaps now. Emails now sent, not send any more yet. I tell you what, I want to see what she's sending in these emails. She must be, honestly, she's obviously an email freak, I think, to say the least.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, that's great, though. That's wonderful.
Exactly. And I've got to just say to people, my first rant of tonight. Well, obviously, it's about the Global Animal Advocate, okay, tonight, a page which we have set up to bring all groups together. And I, for one, am very, very, very... Sorry, that was just Jamie being very loud. I am very, very proud to tell everybody we have got a new group that has joined us on the Global Animal Advocate. And I know some of them, hopefully, are going to be listening into the show ready for Thursday. And this is the Boycott Jennifer Lopez Protest, Her Wearing Fur, The Skin of Murdered Animals. And I have got to say, I spoke to Linda the other day, and I was absolutely chuffed to bits to be able to say they set up a an event to get their members to email me to ask if they could come on the show.
Really?
Oh, my God. How wonderful was that? Oh, my Lord and life, what can I say? I need to just do a message whoop, whoop, for all of them lot, because I was absolutely chuffed to bits. It was absolutely fantastic. And I got in touch with Linda, and I spoke to her in America. Obviously, I'm in the UK, and I rung her up, and she was chuffed to bits. And so, obviously, Linda will be coming on Thursday, but also the reason why I wanted to push that even further forward was the other day, I think I did tell everybody, that I watched a video of a dog actually alive being skinned. I have never in all of my days seen anything so horrific in my life. And do you know what finished me off, Kathy? When they chucked the body in a skip, and that poor dog, I'll never forget this picture as long as I live. They chucked the body in a skip with all these other dogs, right, whose bodies were in there, and his eyes were still blinking. He was still alive.
Oh, dear God.
I have never, ever seen anything so horrific in all of my life. And like I said to everybody, I never hide my kids from anything, right? And my Jamie was literally stood right behind me, and he's got his arms around me, and I even felt him tense behind me. And I tell you what, I have never, ever seen anything so horrific in all my life. And all I am going to say to people is, anybody who says to me that this isn't worth fighting for, or anybody who says, oh, we're never going to do any good, all I'm going to say is watch this space. I have seen enough. I literally had to put the full stop on it, right, because that you're not going to see any. I don't think I could see any worse than that. A dog literally having his fur ripped off while he's alive. I mean, they don't inject them to calm them. There's no niceness about this. They literally hang them up from their hind legs and pull their skin off them while they are still alive, and then chuck them into a skip. And I'm not joking. You can't even get it into your head, the pain that they must be go through, and the fact that they're still alive.
Well, I've done my research on this.
Our governments actually must know that this is going on, and they're still not doing anything about it.
It's all about dollars, pounds, money, greed. You know how they skin them alive, don't you? I've done my research as much as it was uncomfortable to do. But the fur comes off easier when the blood's still flowing.
And do you know what? There's something that Linda was telling me. She's actually found a picture, and she's going to share it with me. I think she's got it maybe on a page. And do you know what? They are starting now, and this is even more horrific, that they have actually got a machine that they put the dogs on that actually injects their body with air, so that the air pushes the skin away from their body so that it will be easier to come off.
Just someone let me, as the person running that machine, that's all I ask. Just let me have them for five minutes.
Do you know what's even more horrific? If they've made a machine to do that, that means that they will have made quite a few machines. So there won't just be one. There'll be quite a few of these machines. And the other side of this is the humans that were actually doing this. I mean, what in God's name? I honestly cannot believe that anybody could be so evil. I mean, that's just as well. There isn't words, is there?
No,
there isn't words
not
to even do it. Do you know what I mean? I can honestly say that if ever I find out, I mean, God, touch wood, right? But if ever I found out that I was dying of cancer or anything like that, I can honestly say that when I die, it will be in prison.
Yeah,
because I was actually I would actually say to myself, well, I'm going to die anyway, so I'm going to make it worthwhile. And I would get hold of a machine gun from somewhere, and I'd blast the bastard from here to kingdom come.
I would too.
They shouldn't be in our world.
No, it shouldn't be. And just cruelty to animals in general keeps me awake at night. And about 20 minutes before I went to bed last night, I had a good longtime friend send me a private message. She said, you're not going to believe, I can't post this anywhere. I don't know who to turn to for help. What do I do? And she said, I don't want to send it to you. You won't be able to watch it. And I said, please send it to me. And it was a picture. It was a Spanish-speaking young man, and you never saw their faces, but they had a little kitten they threw into a bucket, poured lighter fluid on it, and the kitten burned. And I made myself watch it all the way to the end. I will send that video to you. It's absolutely the most despicable, heinous act that I've ever witnessed in my life, except for the videos like you're talking about where they're skinning the animals alive. And
Jim,
I'll tell you something. As tough as we think we are, or as tough as we are, because we are tough, it's not a human being with a heart and soul that can watch this all the way through without emotional breakdown. And that tells me right there that it's not a human being with a soul and a heartbeat that is doing that work. That's you can't call an animal. They are a seed of Satan. They're of the spawn of Satan. You know, the people who do that without a conscience?
Yep.
Oh, please. No. Judith,
I would love to be put in a ring with one of them.
Well, you know, we were talking the other night. Hey, Mr. Government, you know, about animal abusers, and I made the comment about, you know, instead of putting them in prison, just when they leave court that day, make them wear a T-shirt that gives their crime on the front of the shirt with a bullseye on the back. And I'll be standing right there with my Smith & Wesson, and everybody that drops, no charges filed. You just save the government a lot of money. Pick them up, put them in a wheelchair, take them off, and dump them in a ravine somewhere. Dump them in the mud.
Actually, I've just had a little thought. You know how the government are thinking of all these good ideas, you know, and they're following films like having chips in the back of people's necks and all this stuff, aren't they? Right?
Yeah.
I think that, what was that film called? The one with wasn't it Arnold Schwarzenegger? And they were down the tunnel? Do you know what I mean? And they let the criminals go down the tunnel, didn't they? And then they sent people to shoot them, and they had to. And there was only one that could survive and get to the end, and then they were released.
I think our world is soon going to be coming to something like that because people are going to rebel. They're going to, I mean, I know what the situation here in this country is like, and citizens right now are sitting on the edge of their chairs with their ammo, with their weapons stashed away, and I'm telling you, a few more wrong moves by our government, and there's going to be civil war in this country. Y'all heard it here first, folks. You heard it here first. Terminator.
Oh, yeah.
Terminator.
Were they actually down? No, it wasn't Terminator. No, they were down the tube. They were down. It's something else. Oh, it's going to come to me later. I'll find out, okay? But I think that would be brilliant. And I can just see me and you, Tammy, with all our gear on, all our combat gear and everything, and the old guns on the back, don't you reckon?
Yeah. Yeah,
we'll
I got you covered, girl. I got you, Dad. We got this, don't we? We got this.
Yes.
We've
I
got this.
You know what? We could save the government thousands, couldn't we? We let them, you know, it would be, oh, my Lord, can you imagine the money we'd make? You could have a big brother situation, right? So you can have, like, me, you, Max, Bill, and everybody in the chat room with all their gear on, with all their guns and everything. We'll give them such a head start. And it could actually be videoed live on the TV like it's in this film, right? So we could get sponsorship because people would sponsor for these people to die. And then everybody could watch. I mean, flipping heck.
You're right.
If anybody is listening and would like to sponsor this, please, you know, it's not a problem. We'll have to bring it in. Oh, I do you know what? I've got my mind idea in thinking of this now. I tell you.
Nicole, you're glad you live in Australia. Nicole just said, I'm glad I live in Australia. Nicole, I might be coming to be your neighbor, okay?
Oh, no, it's going to be global. Yes.
I'll be down there.
Here we are. Total Recall.
Total Recall. That was it.
Thank you very much to Bill, who's just found that for me. Yes. Oh, my gosh, yes.
Yes. Listen, I want to post a link here. There is a link that's about being a fur detective. And it's about, I mean, you know, it's getting to be winter everywhere around the world. And, well, not everywhere, but most of the countries we're talking to here, I'm sure. And this this right here is a link to tell you how to go in and be a fur detective in a store. And it's really good. You can feel, you can look, you can pinch with a pen, and you can do a burn test. You can feel the difference by rolling the hair between your fingers and your thumb. If it's real, it'll feel smooth and soft. If it's fake, it'll feel coarse. Now, when you look at it, blow into the fur. Blow on the hair so they divide. Real fur is often made up of several layers of hair, and the base is leather. The fake fur is simpler in structure, and individual hairs are often the same length and even the same color. Now, this is a good one right here. Pinch with a pen through the base. If it's real, that's skin. That's leather, and it resists. So the pen is hard to push through it. If it's fake, the pen will go easily through. I think that's a pretty smart way of telling. And then there's the burn test. You know, if you're in a store, if you very, very carefully and properly pull a few hairs out of the fur, if you burn it, it has a very similar smell to human hair. If it's fake, it'll melt like plastic and smell like burnt plastic. So that link is up there, and I would advise you to go to that page, you know, and take a look at this, because this is from the Coalition to Abolish the Fur Trade, and I think that they have a lot of valuable information on their page, a lot of resources. This is a UK address. This is a UK organization. And I think that since a lot of your listeners right there are in the UK, you know, that's a great – and it even gives notifications about protests. And I know y'all are very active in that. Burberry, for example, they had a protest against them recently, I think, or one coming up. I think it was recent. This organization also has been in business since 1997, so this is not a recent event. This coalition is a strong and powerful force to be reckoned with, and it even gives you on the page campaign materials, fact sheets, just all kinds of information. So find a way to support the CAFT in the UK. And do go to these links. Take a look at them, folks, because the links that are put up, becoming a fur detective is a pretty darn good thing because, you know, if you go into a shop and they tell you they're not selling real fur and then you go and you do this test while they're not looking, then you need to contact the Coalition to Abolish the Fur Trade. They'll take it from there. And I mean, it says, contact us with details of the shop and the fur they sell. Make a complaint to the shop manager. Contact the company and tell them you will not buy from them again until they stop selling fur. And then you get out there and encourage others to do the same. If we stand together and we get loud, we can make things happen. We've proven that.
Yes, exactly. The thing is, people need to realize that every single email and every single thing that you share is literally making a difference. But the trouble is, we need to get a bigger stand. You know, there is groups on Facebook that are starting to join together. You know, we've got people, there's thousands of people that are together, literally writing to, like Max has just said in the chat room, like Harrods in the UK, and different ones that have actually got fur in their shops. You know, it can make a difference.
Absolutely.
And I know there's even some groups that have got posters that you can print out as well.
Absolutely.
Is that right, that Harrods sell puppies and kittens as well?
Absolutely. I tell you. Well, go ahead.
I didn't know that, to be honest.
Oh, God, let me tell you. I don't know how much I should say about this. you know, a lot of people buy, like, okay, here, I mean, and this is an international website, Craigslist. You know, people are always giving away pets, giving away pets, giving away pets. Did you read the article the other day about those the dogs that were found on the side of the road that had been skinned in this country?
No, I didn't. No.
Yes, I posted on my page. It was like 11 or 12 dogs that had been skinned, and their bodies were found partially in a bag. The rest of them were on the ground, and they all had their fur removed. Dogs.
Good God.
That was somewhere up near Canada, up north.
It's just horrendous. Absolutely horrendous.
Anytime I see an animal on Craigslist that's being given away for free, I take a moment, I send them an email and show them the different things that could happen to their dog or cat or animal or bird or whatever it is. And what's not to say that people, well, we all know that sometimes people in the animal testing, who sell to animal laboratories, you know, animal testing laboratories, that's where they get these animals. They get them off Craigslist.
Yep. It's Facebook. There's in the UK, we've got Gumtree. We've got Preloved. And I actually said the other week, why don't they just do it so that if anybody put free to good home, they got charged for putting it on there?
Exactly. I think they certainly should. I think they
should.
You know, ask someone for $30 or $50. I mean, think about, I mean, just anything to help save the life of that family. And it's amazing to me, and we're going into the time of year now, where people are going to be getting their children pets for Christmas. And then come February, you know, what was I thinking? What? Free dog. Come get our dog. Come, free dog. Free cat. You know, and in the meantime, God help the poor little kitten that could end up like the one I saw in the video last night. Or the dog that could end up like what you saw in the video. This is real life, people. This is real life. This crap goes on every single waking day around the world. And it's killing me. To just imagine, and I can't, Sue, I can't imagine what those poor animals feel like.
I mean, this is what I keep saying to everybody. Everybody says, I can't look at the videos. I can't look at the pictures. And I keep saying to people, you're just looking at them. You haven't got to go through the pain. You haven't got to literally stay there and be... I mean, I watched that video about the skinning alive. I mean, before that, I mean, that was the most horrific part. But before that, they've got big crates, right? They've got a massive HGV truck, and they've got, like, say, 10 dogs in one crate, and they were chucking these crates off the top of a truck and onto the floor. And this one bloke got this dog out of one of these crates, and the dog never even moved, right? And this twat actually smacked him straight across the face for no reason whatsoever. He never even moved.
I've seen those same videos, and you can actually hear bones break when they drop him from the top of those trucks because the pack in there is so tight. They literally crush him. When they drop, they crush him.
It's just
they don't care
so
if they break
wrong.
Them.
So wrong. I would love to get all from all over the world to meet me, and I would love to go and say, right, we're going to do a tour of the world, and I want to take you to some high spots to them, right? And I would love to take them to these places and make them sit there and watch it and actually say, now tell me it's okay. Now say that this is the law and, you know, this is for this, that, and the other. Nothing and nobody should have to go through that.
Yeah.
That doesn't matter if you're a human. It doesn't matter if you're a dog. It doesn't matter if you're a cat. It doesn't matter if you're a mouse. At the end of the day, nothing should go through that. Nothing at all.
Well, let me tell you, that video I watched last night, that poor kitten was trying to meow at the end of the video. It was still alive. And it was burnt, solid black. It was gasping for its last breath. His little mouth was trying to breathe. And it was a kitten, Sue. It was a freaking kitten. It couldn't have been 10 weeks old. And to hear it cry and scream the way it did, and these poor animals that are skinned alive, Jesus Christ, Oh, God help them all. I'm beyond words. I'm just truly beyond words.
Well, here we go. I'm not going to name this person because obviously it's off a paper that I'm reading. Cruel dog owner stabbed arthritic terrier to death before burying her in his back garden because he could not afford to pay vet bills.
Yeah.
He stabbed the terrier 40 times. And how long does everybody think that this twat got? Sorry for my French, but I'm not being funny. There is no other word for it, and that's being nice. How long do you reckon he got for that?
I've read the article. It was a slap on the hand, wasn't it?
I tell you what, you may as well just give him a punch in the face, hadn't you?
Yeah, thank you. I'd rather kick him in the balls.
18 weeks.
Jesus
That's
Christ.
Not even as many times as that twat went and stabbed that poor dog. And there's a picture of him on there, and I tell you what, I feel like getting a voodoo doll, honestly. There's a few of them that could go on there at the minute, to say the least, but I am just sick to death of seeing it. It's driving me to the point of insane. It's just that we can't do anything. We see these things. And there's nothing, what are we going to do? Report it to the police, you know? Are we going to, you can't ring the police about people that are skinning dogs alive. You know,
you're right.
Is nobody else, you know, besides us not here, is nobody else actually seeing? Shall I tell you why they're not seeing? It's because you're not sharing the video. Because you think that you're going to offend your friends.
Yeah, really. Really.
I don't care about offending my friends. My friends, at the end of the day, if they're friends, will understand that this is reality. This is not, you know, something to be messed about with. You know, what if it was happening to our kids? Would we all just sit there and say, well, it's all right. It doesn't matter. It's all right. I mean, it's not in this country. It's okay. You know,
well,
until one of us or somebody literally, all of us just stand together. And just make a stand and say, right, we've had enough of this. This has just had enough now. It's not going to get anywhere. We're not going to get anywhere.
Let me ask, how many of people in our chat room keep up with Paul Watson and the Sea Shepherd and what's going on in Taiji, Japan at the cove with the slaughtering of the dolphins? You talk about sad. So for them to herd those dolphins into that cove the way they do, and club them to death and turn the cove blood red. You can't, I mean, and the thing is, the mothers, the fathers, the babies, the families that stay together in that pod, they're watching this happen to each other. I just posted the cove. And here are some images. I want you to click on these images right here. You won't believe this. You won't believe the images. Just take a look at those images to see what I'm talking about. And,
oh,
and
isn't it just wrong?
Yeah, it's the same thing with the clubbing of the seals. Did you see the picture I posted yesterday about the seal that was killed, the baby seal that was killed in front of its mother and skinned alive? Its skull was crushed in and its two little eyeballs you saw on its skinless body, two little eyeballs, and the skull demolished, clubbed, crushed. So, you know, and, you know, call me crazy, call me funny, but when I walk through the grocery store or through the mall, I really look at people because I've always been a people watcher. And now after becoming an animal advocate like I have over most all of my life, I look at people even more so today differently because of what we see on the news, these videos that come across our Facebook page. Because I have surrounded myself with a circle of people that are very powerful and strong people that have information available to them, and they share with me, and I've seen things now that I would never in my nightmares have dreamed. And
no,
it's a reality. It's a reality.
Yep.
I just don't understand why our governments, well, I shouldn't say that because I do understand, and it's nothing but greed. Do people here in the chat room watch on Animal Planet the Sea Shepherd? Because that is, that's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful show.
Great.
Wonderful show.
And I'm just going to read, Max has just put, right, and he put WTF, which, you know, are we going to do? And do you know what? I was talking to Max today, or yesterday. It could have been any day because I'm continuously talking to him, bless him. But I'm just, I've got to the stage, right? People say to me, oh, protest. Protest. What? You think that because we're standing in a street that that's going to do any good? Really? I mean, do you know what I want to do? I want to literally make the whole of a city or somewhere come to a standstill, right? I don't want 100 people protest, right? That is as much use as a chocolate fire guard. They're not going to make a difference.
That's about as relevant as a deck chair flying off the Queen Mary.
Exactly. It's a waste of time, right? I do not want that. That is just not what I'm about at all. If I'm going to do something, it's going to be big, right? It's not going to be stupid. I'm not wasting my time planning something for 100 people, right?
I'll tell you
what I would like to do. My thought is I would like to get somebody to sponsor it by getting somebody to sort out a massive, massive screen. And I would want, like, in literally in the middle of London, where it's at the busiest, I would want it there. I don't care about laws of, oh, you can't stop the traffic and all that rubbish. Oh, excuse me? Oh, we've got laws? It doesn't seem to be working anywhere else, so why would you worry about a road? So my thought is I would want it so it stops roads. I would want a big, massive screen, and I would want to play that video where that dog got skinned alive, and I would want to show it where that dog is blinking in that skip. And I would want to show somebody it. Or, like Max has just said, another idea that I've actually spoke to about somebody else, as well, where I wanted to actually get an Ask Sue truck, and I wanted to go and do actual speeches everywhere and literally talk about it, but have a screen on a truck.
Oh, I was sitting here thinking that as you were talking, because I would love to put that truck in a shopping mall where Macy's, Bloomingdale's, in the UK, Harrods, your stores you have over there are different from ours, but park it where there are literally tens of thousands of people in a parking lot doing Christmas shopping, and run that video and just drive through the parking lot. You're going to see mamas hiding their baby's faces? Well, let me tell you something. Your kid's going to grow up into a seriously messed up world. Go ahead and hide their face now, but they're going to see it sooner or later, and it's going to be worse if they see it later.
Yep. And the other thing is, you know, I've just put it in the chat room. Let them see it. It's not doing a protest saying, save the dogs, show China and all that. That's not showing them what's actually there. Half these people haven't even seen what's going on there.
You're right.
Can I just ask the guests of the chat room please to sign in to Blog Talk Radio? I'll give you a couple of minutes and then I'll be deleting you at the chat room. You've got to sign in to Blog Talk Radio so that you can literally have a natter with these lovely people in our chat room. So please sign in to Blog Talk Radio. It does just take just a couple of minutes. Sorry, Kathy, you were saying, love?
That's okay. No, I was just seeing where Judith commented, but keep the children inside, outside, please. I hope she means keep the children outside so the children can see what we're talking about. Because, you know, listen, you know, like I told y'all the other day, my mother died when I was 11 years old. That's a harsh reality for an 11-year-old child. That was my mother. So, that, you know, for me to see a dog getting skinned alive, is that going to traumatize me any more than losing my mother as a child?
Exactly.
I put things in perspective right there, you know? A lot of people probably went, oh, my God, did she really say that? Yeah, I said it.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
Do you know what it's like?
What I mean.
My son, he was watching that video with me, and he's 13. And people could say, oh, well, I'm cruel. I mean, my kids went with me to my granddad's funeral, and my son was, oh, honestly, he just blew me away. He went, he was, what would he be? He was 11, right, 10 or 11 when my granddad uh-huh. died, and he walked around that graveyard, and he was shaking my family's hand and saying, that was a good funeral for granddad. He would have liked that, wouldn't he?
There
now,
you
tell
go.
Me that he didn't learn from that. Tell me that he didn't get stronger from actually dealing with that situation.
Well, yeah, I mean, a child has to, because it's reality, and it caused me. I lost a lot of my childhood. I lost a lot of my childhood. But these kids who are sitting around today watching all these movies where they're blowing buildings up, shooting and killing people, cutting their throats, bodies laying in the street. What is so different from that than seeing an animal skinned alive? The kids watching
exactly.
a movie or a video game. You know,
yep.
we're watching reality. This is real.
Yes. Exactly. Exactly. I just think it's absolutely gone mad. Absolutely gone mad.
Little children, Judith, I understand. I understand that because, honestly, a little 4, 5, 6-year-old, I'm sitting on the fence on that one. Because, you know, that's to traumatize. And those two are babies. Those are babies.
Yeah, absolutely. The thing is, that will be up to the mums to take their children away then, won't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But my point is, if the parent is going past with their little child, right, and they decide they don't want to see it, I don't care if they've only seen 4 seconds of that film, the mum has just seen four
yeah.
seconds of that film, that's 4 more seconds that they would have done otherwise.
Exactly right. And in a 4 or 5-year-old child's mind, I think it would take longer for it really to sink in and realize what they're seeing.
Yes.
I think. I could be wrong. I don't know.
Yeah. yeah.
I don't know. But something
but
has to
is,
be done.
But the thing is, they are bringing their children into this.
Sure.
Unless they do something about it. So the harsh reality is, well, what, you're going to hide it from them for all their life?
That's right.
It's going to traumatize them. Well, yeah, it's going to traumatize them when they're 10. It's going to traumatize them when they're 20. It's going to do it when they're 13, 14, 15, 60. So until somebody literally stands up and says, hold a minute, let's stop this, then, yeah, it's going to traumatize them all night. And Max is taking my sayings, bless him. It's society's fault for ignoring it. And it is.
It is.
How
it
many
is.
Times have people turned around and said to us, oh, please don't put that on because it's upsetting. Oh, my goodness, don't do that. Why do you have to put them on Facebook? Why do we have to accept it in our world? Isn't that a bigger question?
That's right. That's exactly right. Exactly right. And
this
you
is
know,
the thing,
children... What, go ahead.
This is the reason why, at the end of the day, we're doing the show tonight. This is the reason that we're trying to bring everybody together. This is why, I put the link on, Judith. I'll put it on again. I think I've got it on the copy here. There you go. That's the link there. Just to warn you, it is graphic, but please watch it, okay? You will understand why I'm so angry and why I am so motivated and why my heart is in everything I do. When I do a rant, that video is exactly why I do a rant. That is exactly why I cried with my son with his arms around me watching that film. And that is exactly why myself, Bill, Sean, Cassie, all of us, Howard, are all joining forces and doing Global Animal Advocate, because we want all of the groups to join us to literally make it a better place. We are never going to be able to do this with individual groups. All the groups have all got their place, and they all need to come to Global Animal Advocate so that we can literally put it out there for everybody to see. At the moment, we've got Linda, who's doing about fur. We've got all different people that have got different sections. Do you know what I mean? Everybody's got their place. So I just need to literally say to people, every single group that we're putting on there, we put a representative on the admin, or most of them, so that they can then put their links from their group on there. So the
you
more
know what
admin, the more people add, the more links we get, and the more the voice gets bigger.
Absolutely. But just put, make sure you put an honorable person as an admin. Just make
it's
sure
it's
you're...
It's okay. I've covered that one because I'm manager of it, and all everybody else is admins of it, so nobody can kick me off.
Well, good, good. You're smart in that respect.
And plus, I'm a big girl, so they couldn't kick me off anyway.
Well, yeah, I'm a big girl too, so, you know, it's just a hiccup in my day. It's no big deal.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, talking about the dogs and the cats, I read something very disturbing day before yesterday, and this really, really bothered me. A lot of these animals from animal shelters that are put down, euthanized, actually
yep.
end up in pet food processing plants and used as filler.
Good grief.
It got you too, didn't it? It dropped me to my knees. It dropped me to my knees. I mean, that is wrong on so many levels. It is wrong on so many levels. And, when you know, this factory farming and such, I did a lot of research on this really over the past 2 years, but back before Thanksgiving, you know, I did some research on factory farming for Butterball. And there are videos all over YouTube about factory farming. But the chickens, all the male chickens, the little chicklets, the little chicks, the little balls of fur that look like dandelion flowers, they are herded, they're called out, and they are dropped onto a conveyor belt and literally thrown into a grinder alive. That's how they kill them. They throw them into a grinder alive. The conveyor belt.
Yeah, I'm just asking Max because I did have the video of this, so I'm hoping he'll be able to get it for us because seeing is believing.
Yeah.
The video where the chicks are being grinded up, Max.
Yes, Butterball Farm.
It is hard to take in unless you've actually seen that. Kathy, are you all right for a minute? I'm just going to check the phone lines. Okay, I'll be back in a minute.
Please.
You just have a banter, love.
What?
You just carry on talking, and I'll be back in a moment.
Oh, okay. Talking about that, Max, I see where you're looking for that video. I was appalled at what I did see, also factory farming of the cows. When they have a cow that falls down from being ill or something, and they go in with a backhoe with pitchforks and pick that live cow up with a backloader, and the cow can't stand up and is trying to get on its feet, and all they're doing is poking it with the spears from that backhoe. Oh my gosh, that is absolutely despicable. And in fact, folks, seriously, go to YouTube and just type in the subject factory farming and see what kind of videos come up. I'm doing it right now on my computer as I speak to you, and I want to see what we can find here that I can share with you today. And I want you, as much as it hurts, I want you to see what I'm talking about, to see the brutality. And here is one right now that just came up, and it's one that I have seen before. It is about the pigs. This right here, pig farming, and I'm just putting the pig farming, but please know that it is the factory farming, and they do keep the baby isolated from the mother in crate. They're so small they can't produce. And that's where veal comes from, too. The baby cows, that's veal. That's the veal. Let's see what else we can find here on YouTube, folks. There's some, I mean, factory farming is probably one of the most things. Oh, my gosh. And once again, people, you know, we're not trying to give you an overload here. This is reality, and this is what you really need to be taking a look at and share with people on Facebook. Share with the people you know. I will never forget looking at one of the pig factory farms the other day, and they actually take some of the male baby piglets, I mean, people, they're not, they're piglets. They're, you can hold them in both your hands. And the, and these farm workers are taking them by the back legs and slamming their heads into the concrete to kill them. Now, how cruel of a death is that?
Yeah.
How cruel of a death is that?
Do you know, I've just found a video that's to do with McDonald's. And I can honestly say, I think that'll just stop. I think this video will stop my kids going to McDonald's ever again.
Absolutely.
Just have a look. I want everybody to just look at that.
It's a crushing blow to the innocent eye. But you know what? I'll tell you, it's a true blow. It's reality. McDonald's and KFC are the worst, Max. They're the worst. Judith, I'm sorry that this is upsetting you, but you know what? The animals cry too. And I actually have a picture on my Facebook of a bull that cried. The bull that cried, and it's a true story. This bull was in a slaughterhouse, and they were leading him to the slaughter, and this bull got down on his front knees. And I have a photograph, an up-close photograph, of this bull's face. And it is crying. The tears are streaming down that bull's face. And the crowd from the slaughterhouse came into that room, and they're standing around, and they're looking at this bull in disbelief. And they realized that he understood. He could smell the death. He could smell the death of those that were herded in there before him. And he refused to go. And the man who led him in there walked up to him, and they promised him that they would not lead him in there, that they promised him that he would not be killed. That bull got up on his knees after they said that, and they ended up giving that bull to a monk monastery to live out the rest of his life in peace.
I tell you what, I would love to actually get to them people that are working in that chicken farm on this McDonald's video. I have never seen anything like it in my life.
It puts a whole new
chicken nuggets, doesn't it? I'm gonna be a real bitch now. I tell you, I'm gonna put this on my profile. I'm gonna say McDonald's offer, and let's hope a few people just go and watch that, because that is just horrendous.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Let me put a must have, and then wait for my friends to leave my profile. Sorry, Kathy.
That's okay. I am finding information now. This is, it's not the same picture. Yes, it is, too. This is it. I want to share this with you people. Bull that cried. I want you to look at this baby's face and those tears running down his face. And the story, excuse me, if you read it, is verbatim what I just told you. There were grown men crying in that room when they saw that bull. A crying buffalo. A buffalo. And that says it all right there. Anyone who says that animals don't have a heart, animals don't have emotion, they can kiss my butt. You know that? Because the animals that I see have more emotion than that person who says that.
Exactly.
You agree?
Yeah, definitely. Do you know what, though? People say, you know, they don't have feelings and all this. And people say, oh, there's no way that they know when they get to the slaughterhouse, right? I want to say to people, you know when we say it feels like rain?
Yeah.
How does it feel like rain? Because we have feelings. We sense it.
Yeah.
Imagine going in a truck somewhere and feeling like death.
Well, true. It's just like these animals, these dogs and cats in the Humane Society shelters, these kill shelters, they can smell that death. You know how magnified a dog's sense of smell is. So you
exactly.
can only imagine they smell death before they even get out of their car being dropped off there.
Yep.
And how
exactly.
a person, how an owner can dump a defenseless animal and after that animal's given it all of its life and loyalty and love and has lived for that owner to walk away and not turn around and see the sadness and confusion in that animal's face. What have I done? Why am I here? What have I done?
Yeah.
Well,
exactly.
That gets me every time. Sorry I get emotional, but I really do. You know, I take what I do very seriously. No one can stop me. People can try. But you know what? You're going to have the same effect. You're going to have the same importance, like I said a little bit ago, a deck chair flying off the Queen Mary. Poof.
Definitely.
Okay?
Very quickly, I'm not going
yes.
to go into a very big rant about this, but I just want to say to anybody that's listening, under a dodgy profile or not, let me just say to you, you can copy our posts, you can inbox our friends, you
yeah.
can slate us behind the scenes, you can run us down to the hill and back, but when you're as passionate and you've got as much heart and as much strength as me, Kathy, Max, Howard, Bill, all of us in the ASU show, you're wasting your time. Because we are not going anywhere except for the top.
That's
we've got
exactly
the groups
right.
in place. We've got the animal, the global animal advocate in place. And if you're jealous, it's tough luck. I'm afraid you didn't think of the idea first. You haven't got the ASU show to back it up. And you're not going to get anywhere. Okay? So at the end of the day, you can keep throwing all these stuff at us. But I'm not being funny. It is nothing to what these animals are taking. They are being put in boiling hot water. They are being stripped alive and everything else. It's nothing to what they're having to get through. So anybody who's having a go, we're not bothered. It's just water for duck's back. We're ready for the next day, and we're ready for the next day, and we're ready for the next day, because bring it on. You should be wasting your time on sharing links and trying to help us not go against us. Because the only people that are losing out is those poor animals that are having to suffer every single day.
Really, that's
okay?
exactly right.
Jasmine,
exactly
I'm not
right.
even going to waste my voice in telling you who it is, because they're nothing but lowlives, and we are much better than that. Do you know what? We've literally seen what they've done, we've dealt with it and moved on, because we have got so much to do. And I tell you what, they are just making us strong. So I tell you what, I want to actually thank them, right? I want to thank these lowlives because at the end of the day, thank you very much. You have just made us come all together even closer. You've
Absolutely.
Made the ASU show family even stronger and even
Absolutely.
More determined. So I would love to thank you all very, very, very much. You've done a brilliant job, and you were obviously sent from somebody up high to literally make us stronger, because we've got big battles to go, right? And at the end of the day, you've just made us stronger, because we've got bigger battles than what you're chucking at us anyway. And we're stronger, and we've got much more heart than that. So, you know, when we see these videos, this is what we're fighting for, not for low lives like you. So thank you very much to everybody that has supported us. But let me tell
Absolutely.
You, they've just made us all much stronger, much, much, much stronger.
Absolutely. What they thought was going to be a huge storm was nothing but a fart and a whirlwind.
Love it. Oh, I love a good rant. You just can't beat a good rant, can you? Oh, I tell you.
I said, listen to me. Do you and me sound like we're in a bad mood today? Not.
I tell you.
No, we've been going strong since early this morning, so you know what? It's all good. It's all good. But let me see what else we can talk about here. Now, I did post a link earlier about animal rights, and this is an international list. I'd like for y'all please copy and save this link, and I'm posting it again right now. It's a Wikipedia link, and it gives
Kathy?
A huge. Yes.
Kathy, I'm just going to go and check phone lines. Back in a second.
Sure, honey, sure.
You carry on talking.
Okay, this link to the animal rights gives a huge list of animal movements, campaigns, focus on animal testing. Golly, I can go down the list here. Americans for Medical Advancement, the National Anti-Vivisection Society. We all know what vivisection is, and that's animal testing. All kinds of campaigns. Do you remember, like, this historical campaign, Consort Beagles campaign? Remember when all the beagles were released? Here, this was just in the past 6 months that those beagles were released, and it was all because of people like us, you know, that got loud. We make noise, we get together, and we're strong in numbers. That's just like what Sue was talking about. We got powerful today. We got stronger, we got tighter, and a bunch of folks came and got our back and jumped in with us, and we're just really excited about the changes that we can make with this powerful army of people that we have from around the world.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, Yasmin seems to think that me and you have PMT, huh? I don't have it. I don't have that mess anymore.
PMT? You are joking. Not a chance. I ain't got time for anything.
Yeah, really. Me too. My goodness.
Do you know what?
I love you.
If the P stands for passion and the M stands for morals, if the P stands for passion and the M stands for morals, the T is into, what could this T stand for?
Tenacity.
There you go. They are. Yes, we do have PMT. You're absolutely right.
You're absolutely
actually,
right
I think
on
I
that
can
one.
Feel, I can feel a pizzap coming up with that.
I can feel a big time pizzap coming up with us, and I think we need to get busy on that sometime soon.
Yes,
PMT.
Actually, shall we do a competition for next week? We
absolutely
will have...
Darling.
I tell you what, this week's competition is ready for Monday of next week. We want to see the best pictures you can come up with for Monday of next week. So anything for Global Animal Advocate, the Ask Sue Show, even the Rant Pants, any pictures that you can do on the old Piz app or any of them, bring them in. And what we'll do is we'll put our four favourites on the Ask Sue Show link on Blog Talk Radio for that night. So if you've got the best picture, we will put it onto the Ask Sue Show link on Blog Talk Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! I can't wait to see these pictures.
I think that's a good challenge. I think that is a damn good challenge.
Definitely. If the guests could please sign into Blog Talk Radio, it does just take a couple of minutes. It is just to protect our people in the chat room, and obviously they've all took the time just to do a couple of minutes just to sign into Blog Talk Radio. So please sign in to Blog Talk Radio. It just takes a couple of minutes. Thank you. Anyway, look at Yasmin's off. Nudie men?
Nudie men? We all love what? I love hot firefighters and cowboys. I love those.
Well, we did have the one go in the Rant Pants page, actually. Yes.
Really? Well, I had something posted on my page yesterday that made me get up and put my spurs on. I'm telling you, I did. Got up, put my boots and my spurs on. I was ready to ride somewhere and find me a cowboy. I sure was. Seriously, I'm a country girl. I was raised on a dairy farm. My grandfather was a conservative farmer. And here in America, here in America, we have what's called the Conservative Farmer of the Year Award. And my grandfather won that 12 years in a row. He was doing conservative farming, organic farming long before it was even talked about. So I come from good stock and good genes, and I used to raise bulls. And for competition in 4-H. So if I can raise and ride a bull, oh, come on, people. You think you're going to bring me down? Going to pay more than that.
It'll need a bit more than that, I reckon.
I got my spurs on and my butt-kicking boots. Yeah, we we need to be with some of these factory farmers, and I need to get my spurs and my boots on to kick some butt there, because you know, there's well, I'm just looking down the list here at all these factory farming videos, and there's unfortunately way too many of them in here. What is this one right here? National Conference to End Factory Farming, published on November 1st. I'm going to copy this and put it into the room. Sorry, you couldn't hear me typing, but
it's fine.
I think this would be a good link for everyone to look at to see if we can make a difference. Write to your congressmen, write to your senators, write to the political powers that make or break these laws.
Yes.
That's who we've got to talk to. And I was looking on the, let me see here. It is the website called Born Free, and it's a USA website. But in this website, it talks about, like, for example, you know, people who keep captive wildlife, captive exotic animals. But there was a very good article they wrote about how that if these laws are going to be changed, that the people that we had to do it through were, and I don't know what they would be in the United Kingdom. I'm not familiar with your chain of command there as far as up to the top goes. But you know who makes the laws. You know who governs your country. You know where the bottom level is, and you know how it climbs to the top. So we just need to start writing letters. It's more than petitions, people. It's writing letters, sitting down, getting an email address, taking time, picking up the phone, making a phone call. I have done more than my share of these. And you know what? Just when you think you're too sleepy to make another one, oh, no, you can always find the energy to make one more phone call or to leave one more voicemail or type one more email, always. When you're motivated and inspired, you get busy.
Yep.
And if you need motivation, watch these videos. Just saying.
Yeah.
Just saying.
I love that. You Americans always say that, don't you? Just saying.
Like, oh, yeah, just saying. I mean, you know, it's kind of like, I don't really give a poop if you like it or not. Yeah, just saying.
Can I just say, just saying really is just like an exclamation mark, isn't it?
It's like a, yeah.
Just saying, dot.
It's like that middle finger at the end of a sentence, you know what I mean? It's kind of like, but no, really, you know, it's just kind of like you're expressing your opinion, and we're all entitled to our opinions. Don't make it personal. You know, it's not about personal. Just have these silly wars on Facebook with people. Quit making it personal because you're acting like a child. And I don't have time for that. I just laugh at it and go on. Because here again, my motivation are the animals. My motivation are saving lives. That inspires me every single day that I wake up and look in my baby's eyes, my two little boys here, my two little fur babies, and I can't tell you how many times they have licked the tears off my face. I have dropped tears into their fur, but you know what? They know their mommy loves them, and I would die. I would lose my own life before I let someone else hurt them.
Yes, definitely.
I have no family.
Sorry, carry on.
What? No, I have no family. There's no one that I'm worried about someone coming out of the bushes and embarrassing me. Oh, my gosh, bring it. I could care less. All I care about is what I'm focused on, and that is the ASU show, the global effect that we have on animal advocacy work, and the group, it's bigger than a group. It is a family of global friends that I have on Facebook who stand by me and support me and who have turned their backs as recently as today on other people, you know, who don't share the same passion for this stand that we do.
Exactly.
Right.
I'm getting a bit worried that we've got a nun in a chat room, to be fair. And that's quite funny. Judith apparently is a queen. Yasmina says she can't do any more emails, and that's maybe because she's a virgin. This chat room is getting a bit wild, to say the least, but very funny. And I've just got to tell you something, going totally off the boil of what we're talking about here, right? I've just got to say, I run a spiritual centre in Shropshire, And all I can say is there is a few things coming, going to be coming funny about there soon, okay? We've got a few things coming on. And people who say, you know, oh, about the Ask Sue show, people, all I can say is don't know a lot more. I do loads more, not just the Ask Sue show. And it's literally gone a bit mad. And even when I'm doing a rant on a Sunday night in the Shropshire Spiritual Centre about the animals and how passionate I am, and I ended up doing an Ask Sue rant in the Spiritual Centre.
Exactly.
I'll tell you what, you've never seen a room go so quiet so quick. It was
really
amazing.
Really?
Do you know what I want? My next thing that I would like, okay? Oh, I shouldn't say I want, because I want doesn't get. But I would like one of those big microphones. You know what they have on these protests?
Whoa, the big microphones?
Oh, my. What I could do with one of them.
Are you talking about the megaphone, the big megaphone in the crowd?
Yes. I want a huge one of them. I want to be able to shout, you know, even louder than what I do now. I mean, I might deafen the kids, to be fair, but, you know, what the heck?
Well,
I think,
I'm going to have to send Santa a message.
I think that I want to literally start doing it now. Now, at the moment, I will be honest, I haven't got the funding to do it, but I want to actually... I'll answer that in a minute, Yasmin. I want to actually not just get on the radio anymore. I think it would be good if Ask Sue went to somewhere like London.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Can you imagine it? Can you imagine me having a good old kickoff in the old London, the old Queen, putting her ear up to with the yogurt pot because she can just about hear me?
Exactly.
I can feel a good old rant coming in London, can't you? Can you imagine it? I tell you what, even Downing Street would be shaking.
I tell you what, we need to go get us a nice suite at the Dorchester Hotel next to Hyde Park. We'll get us a nice suite there, and then we'll just crowd in on the Queen. We'll get us a whole crowd, we'll crowd in on the Queen, and we'll all be loud, and she can take her hearing aids out because she'll hear us without them. And you and your megaphone.
Oh, yes. I think it was brilliant. Don't you? I think literally we need to start getting out there because, let's face it, I mean, there's not enough sharing of this show. So I'm thinking maybe I need to step out there and people get to know, and we could hand out leaflets about the Ask Sue show, and then we can literally shout it out a bit louder.
Absolutely.
And then we could put it on YouTube.
Oh, my God. Oh, yes.
Mm.
Sue, I think you have a wonderful idea. I truly think you have a wonderful idea.
Oh, the trouble is, I think I may get arrested.
Well, I have.
Let's just imagine you get some do-gooder, don't you? And they say, "Oh yes, but that's in China." Can you imagine? They come up to me and say, "Oh, but that's in China. It's not in this country, love." You know. And me with my megaphone, and I just shout down, "But it's in our world!" Yeah, then this poor guy goes away, now deaf. Oh, bless.
But you know what? He will have heard some wisdom before he goes. He absolutely will have been informed before he went. Hey, I got a good story I want to share with you guys. I got a good, happy story. You ready for a little happy story real quick?
Oh, hold on a minute. What's the 21st of December?
Do what, honey?
The 21st of December. Judith's telling me 21st of December. What's telling me 1st of December? Have I missed something?
Is that the Mayan calendar? When is the Mayan calendar going to end? The 21st or the 23rd?
Apparently, well, the shift, I've been told it's, it is the shift. End of the world. Oh, give me strength. If it ends of this, all this crap, I'll tell you what, it'll be the beginning of the world. if we could get all these lowlives out of it, the ones that are causing so much pain to animals, then it would be a new world. Yeah, and even Max has put new world.
Absolutely. There you go.
Definitely.
Okay.
Anyway, well, sorry, that rant.
No, that's okay. I was just thinking that, you know, if the 21st is the end of the world, well, I'm at peace because I'm already good with my maker. So, I know I'm a good person. I don't use blasphemy and such, you know, in the way I conduct myself, and I don't say one thing and do something else. And I don't act in the name of Christianity or my faith. I act out of faith. You know, I live that. I live it every single day. So these people, you know, who claim to be one thing and end up showing that there's something else, I feel sorry for them on the 21st of December, if that is indeed the end of time. They
yeah.
sure do. But no, this story was, it's from Alicante, Spain. This couple had gone on vacation there, Chris and Bob Thornton, and they ran across this really sweet German Shepherd dog mix, and she was close to death. She was chained outside an empty home in a very remote region outside the city. And it was Christmas Day, and the couple were on a walking holiday with friends when they found this dog tied up. No shelter from the sun, no food and water. And what do you hear this? The dog, the severely emaciated and dehydrated dog, was just feet away from a stream and could not reach it. Can you imagine the torture that poor little dog, when they found her, anyway, they had fed her some water. And they realized how weak she was, you know, and they fed her some water from the stream, and the next day they came back to give her some food. Then they drove away after leaving the food, but they felt really bad about leaving her, but they were already on their drive, and they parked their car after they drove away, and then they got out and took a walk and shopped around, and when they returned to their car 3 hours later, that dog was standing next to their car. And how she found them is so beyond them with all the turns they made, and how that little dog knew where to find them. Long story short, that beautiful couple, and I'm just putting the link right there, dog ears, that beautiful couple actually packed that little dog up and brought it back to the United States to live with them. And that is one of the sweetest stories. And there's a picture on that page of the woman with the dog now. And, she's in the UK. She's not in the United States. But they had to get her an animal passport, and the flight back to UK cost around 2,000 American dollars, around 1,000 pounds. So that was a beautiful Christmas story, and in the midst of all this sadness and darkness that Sue and I are talking about, that you all talk about in your Facebook pages and you share with your friends and we see every day, we all need a happy every now and then. We have to have a happy.
Definitely.
To reinforce us that, yes, there are still good people out there. So
yes.
Please save that link. Share that story with your friends. There are some good people out there. And we're right in here in this group. We're all part of those good people. And remember that there are other people out there just like us. The world
yes.
is not all bad.
And then it saves us having to rant so much.
Whew, telling you. Sometimes I rant so much that even my belly muscles get sore. Now, I didn't know I ran it from my belly. I thought it was all my lungs, but whew. Sometimes I just feel like... if I could just smack somebody down, I'd be okay, you know? But I can't go around doing that, so I have to behave
exactly.
myself. I have to behave myself.
Just want to say again to the guests that's in the chat room, please sign into Blog Talk Radio. We are going to be deleting guests out because it just takes a couple of minutes to sign into Blog Talk Radio, just a couple of minutes, and then you can come and join us lot in the chat room. I know it's a little bit worrying, and trust me, I can see what's going on in here. You know, you do need to worry, but be careful as you enter, okay? Tiptoe in. But sign into Blog Talk Radio because they're a good bunch, really, and you get some excellent links to share as well. So please sign into Blog Talk Radio. I'll give you a minute to sign in. We've got a good few people in the chat room, so hope everybody's all okay. And I've just got to announce as well, our numbers are growing by the day, okay? I was absolutely amazed at some of the numbers, and we're literally, I meant to write them down, I haven't, but it's growing and growing and growing, and even after the show, it's at least triple the amount of people again are listening to the show afterwards. It's absolutely fantastic, and I need to thank you guys for that, because you have been sharing the links. Obviously, it's never going to be enough, and I'm still going to whinge at you to share it more. But, you know, at the end of the day, you're making a very big difference. And when people are inboxing me daily and asking me to literally bring their thoughts forward, you know, with their links, their charities and everything, you know, or making a difference, when actually wanting to come on here and they're emailing me and saying, please, you know, Judith, I'm not a doctor. I have got no patience whatsoever. I don't want it tomorrow. I want it yesterday. And so do the dogs that are being killed yesterday and today and tomorrow. Absolutely. And the next day.
Amen. Absolutely.
I just, all I want to say to somebody, you know, I have this every day because people have said to me, oh, why do you keep saying for us to share? And why do you keep telling us to do this, that, and the other? And I keep saying to people, if I showed you one, if I brought to your front door tonight a cruelty case where they've been boiled, where they've been skinned alive or anything, and I asked you to share for that particular animal, how many times would you share if you thought we could save its life? That's how many times I want you to share, because by your shares, you can be saving lives. Kathy, I don't know if you were on the show or not. I can't remember. Did you hear what Howard told me, that apparently two dogs have been rehomed? Okay, this couple have saved them, and do you know what they called them?
Sue and Patrick.
Oh, no. Talk about smitten. Honestly, I just thought, oh, that's just lovely. But two dogs have been saved, and they said that they've listened to the show, and they're absolutely chuffed to bits. And that's just amazing.
That is absolutely amazing. Because I do share with so many of y'all, and I know these pictures were being circulated around Facebook last night especially. The two sisters that have been living in the shelter for 14 years, you saw that picture last night?
Oh, yes.
They have been rescued. They have a home with Angels Rest Animal Sanctuary. They are
fantastic.
Picking them up. Someone's on the way as we speak. They were... And they're going to be in a home environment, not in a sanctuary environment. They are going into the home. So they will have their Merry Christmas in a home with someone that will love them until their last breath.
Excellent. So three cheers to those people, because they're the ones that are actually making a difference. Definitely making a difference. Now, I want to just have a quick mention as well to those people that I'm going to say are on the front lines, okay? I do the radio, and Kathy does the co-hosting with me. We've got Max that does co-hosting. We've got Bill that's sharing links and sharing the shows and everything. And all of us are doing our bit. But it's the ones that are out there on the street doing it. The ones that literally are traveling to go and get the animals, they take them to the shelters, to all the good shelters. I'm not going to say all of them, but, you know, the good shelters that are doing a difference. Marcel, who's actually in Germany, who's got 300 dogs in his kennel, in his shelter at this moment in time, who goes to Romania. We've got Victoria Eisenman, who goes to Romania with her own money as well, and they do all their things. The Canine Angels, you know, all of these different people are on the front lines and actually go out there and do it. I take my hat off to every single one of them. And they are the ones as well that are literally, what can I say, bringing it to the forefront, but also actually making that extra little bit of difference. We can bring it to everybody's thoughts and we can show people the difference, but this is where it's actually making the difference as well, is the fact that people are actually seeing these links and people are actually going to rescue the dogs.
you know, putting your hands on these animals and having to, and being there and hearing them cry and hearing them gasp for breath when they're injured and seeing the sadness in their eyes when they've been a bait dog. These soldiers and warriors who go out in the field like that, they experience a pain that, honestly, we think we can feel, but we can't until we've been there. And it hurts enough to see it on the screen, to read about it, to watch the videos. But until you're out there in the field and you're picking up that injured animal that's been in a dogfight, or you're picking up that animal that's been starved and can't walk like Patrick, you know, we can only imagine what these soldiers, these warriors, what they feel like when they're out in the field. And I just want to say, may God bless you all as you're out there doing your job. And we support you with everything that we possibly can to help unite the world in better laws, better penalties punishments for the perpetrators of these crimes. And we just support these people 100%. And they really appreciate that, because I have several friends who are in that line of duty. And, you know, I never try to relate to them on an equal level because I don't feel that I can. I look up to them. I'm honored that they choose to be in my life. I'm honored by their mere presence in my life. It's not mere. I'm honored that they want my mere presence in their life.
Yeah.
A very humble person. And, you know, I look upon them as true heroes. Yes, Rat, true heroes. Yes, they are true heroes.
And that's what we need more of as well. You know, when we say to people, you know, share links or whatever, you know, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. Even if you take blankets to your shelter, it doesn't matter if you take newspapers to your shelter, it doesn't matter if you take pictures to, you know, take pictures of the animals and come and put them on Facebook. All of that is a part to a big jigsaw, which again is what we're trying to sort out on Global Animal Advocate. It's where we're trying to get all the pieces of a jigsaw so we can actually complete it, and then we can move forward to do a bigger deal, okay? This radio show at the moment, yeah, it's getting out there. It's making the awareness bigger. I agree with all of that. But we now need to get all of those groups in one place so we can make that voice even bigger.
Absolutely.
So we can get the show out further. And so we can pick up the people that don't even know these stories. Some people won't even know what's going on in China.
You're right. They don't. So sad, but so true. You were talking about the things that we do out here. I have a list of 10 things that are very, 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 very important in this big picture that I'm talking about here, that you were talking about with, you know, we're not out in the front lines. We're not putting hands on these animals. But number one, we can rescue. If we can't rescue, we can adopt. If you can't adopt, you can foster, or you can transport. You can network. You can volunteer at your shelter. You can donate a few dollars. You can sponsor an animal. You can spay and neuter your own animal, and you can advocate. Now, if a person who claims to be an animal advocate or an animal lover can't find one thing out of those 10 to do, then their heart's not in it, and they're not going to waste my time.
Yep.
But those
Definitely.
10 things.
Well, it's like a few weeks ago, it might be months now, when was it? June, July time was when I actually picked up a dog off the road that we'd found. I was with Ever in the car and Kimberly, and we were literally going down, and there was this dog there. So Emma's shouting at me, Mum, stop, it's going to get killed on the road. So I had to stop and pulled over and everything, and literally it was fine. It got in the car okay and everything else. And then it was as I was trying to get out of the car, it decided it wasn't very happy, and it bit my fingers. And we found out afterwards that the woman said, oh, she's a lovely dog. It's just she doesn't like having a collar touched. And she was 12-year-old. And this woman was absolutely, apparently, chuffed to bits because the fact that we'd actually handed her in.
You've got to be kidding me.
12-year-old. She she got out and she bit my fingers. Good grief, she did, I tell you what, it did on off it. And it was, the old blood was pumping, you know, as it does. And I just thought to myself, you know, that's what makes a difference, though. You know, when you can actually, and I always say to myself, what if it was one of my dogs out? I would hope that somebody would stop and help mine if it was the other way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I was talking to someone just yesterday about one day I was going down the road, and it was a two-lane road out by the lake where I was living, and I passed this little dog. I couldn't even tell what it was. It was so heavily matted, and I had food in the car, so I pulled over, and I waited for the dog to be walking towards me. Well, the dog wasn't even responding to me. And I literally walked towards the dog and stopped, and the dog bumped right into me. It was blind, and it was deaf. And the hair, when I pulled back its hair on its face, the eyes were white. You could tell it was blind. And somebody had dumped that dog to die on the side of the road. And that dog was covered in fleas. It must have had 5 pounds of hair matted on it. You couldn't tell where its tail was. You couldn't see its little ears. I picked the dog up, wrapped it in a T-shirt, and put it in my car. I drove straight to the veterinarian. I went inside. I explained the situation. The vet technician came out to my car and got the dog. I stayed there with the dog. The vet came out and talked to me and two of the technicians, the nurses. The vet told me that that dog was in excess of 15 years old. It looked like it had tumors in its mammary areas. It was a female. And the determination was made to put her to sleep. She was a stray, and she was deaf and blind. She couldn't defend herself. She had no home. She was sick. She was sick. He ran some blood work on her, and that's when it was determined that it, you know, in that case, some cases, it is, you know, that's the answer. And we gave her a name. We called her Lucky. And I held her in my arms, and we all sang to her as she went to sleep. And that little dog changed my life. So, you know, when you see an animal out there tied up in somebody's yard, if you've got a set of them like I do, you'll go knock on that door and say, please don't chain your dog. Bring the dog inside where it's warm, or let me take it one. You know, there are all kinds of wonderful homes out there, and we need to raise the awareness. Don't dump your dog unless you want to get dumped in an old folks home when you're old and have nobody come there for you when you draw your last breath. Okay. I haven't shared that for too many people because people have an opinion about euthanization. Well, I do too. But if you could have seen this pitiful little dog, and on the drive to the veterinarian's office, I fully expected them to tell me that this was the answer. But you know what? She didn't die without a name, and she didn't die without being held. She did not die
exactly
alone. At
the end of the day, that's what you call making a difference.
That's how I've had to feel. And there have been times, Sue, that I've cried for that dog and I've worried about her and did I do the right thing? But you know what? I did. I know I did. Because now she's not blind anymore and she's not deaf anymore. And she's running and barking with all of our little buddies up there at Rainbow Bridge waiting for us. So maybe I'll see her. I probably won't recognize her without all that matting, but she'll be a pretty little girl when I do see her.
Yes. Yes, definitely. And just to let people know, if you've actually had a dog that's passed over, or whatever animal it is, and you would like to put, we have got a memorial link on the Global Animal Advocate, and so you can literally put a picture of your dog or whatever it was up onto there, and so that you've got a memorial on the Global Animal Advocate, because dogs are a big part of our life. They're our family, they're our babies, and, you know, this is a place where you can actually share them. So, and also, if you've got any pictures, cute pictures of your dogs, cats, or dogs and cats even sitting together like my dog and two cats are actually curled round her at the minute, if you can take pictures, please come put them on the Global Animal Advocate wall. You know, it's good for us all to see the pictures and even funny ones, do you know what I mean? And, of course, don't forget the competition. We want your funny pictures in for next week's show, and we will put them on the link ready for the show on Monday. So please, do this again. I have just got to say, right, we've got a bit of a funny one at the moment because Bill keeps getting muted by admin for breaking rules. I'm not even touching my laptop, so I'm not quite sure what's going on there, but obviously he's saying something he shouldn't. Oh, dear.
He has been unmuted, huh?
Well, I unmuted him, but I didn't mute him. Do you know what? Everybody's jealous because they haven't got one of them on their partners, I can tell you.
That's exactly right. That's right.
Oh, bless you. Right. So, what are we doing? How are we doing for time here and everything? What's going on? Good grief, we've only got 23 minutes left.
I know. Well, just so y'all know, I have a wonderful vegan dinner planned, and I'm looking forward to my roasted vegetables. I really am. It's a cold night. I've got my window cracked. My kitty cats are lying in the window, and they have their little fur coats on, and one of them just bounced down on the floor, so I think he's had enough of that cool air. So what's the weather like around where everybody is right now? I'm not sure where everybody's from. I know, Nicole, you're in Australia. Brad's in the UK. It's cold over there right now, right?
Oh, yes, it's cold. It's windy and it's cold and it's not nice. It's where you want to now hibernate. So, yes, weather report for wherever you are, please, everybody. Give yourselves
weather
a shout out
part.
And tell us what the weather is. And anybody that tells me it's lovely and warm is going to have an instant ban.
Belfast is freezing. Yes, Belfast is freezing. Golly.
Yes.
I saw something. Hold on. Listen, yeah, next Monday, I want to hear if anybody has gone around as a fur detective. When you're out shopping and all, I want you to think about those information I gave you about being a fur detective, and I really think that those were some good keys that this website gave about how to tell the difference. And I want to post this one more time, but I know y'all are very active there in the UK, and I really want to know if someone has been able to find out some information. And if you have, you know, next week, share it with us about stores that are selling fur, and we will be on their hind parts. We will be on their buttocks about this. Believe me. We'll make some noise, and we'll, you know, protests don't necessarily have to take place right in front of the door. We can protest from around the world and, you know, spread the word. So, fur detectives, get out there.
Yes. And I think that'll be good. This is the thing. We need to get people that are literally getting out there to put photos and everything into the Global Animal Advocate. You know, pictures is a brilliant way of sharing what we're actually doing. So, you know, if you've been and you've, it doesn't matter what you've done, you know, anything that you've been, whether you went to shelter, you've got blankets, you bought food or whatever it may be, please, you know, let's have a picture. And what I must do is I've been trying to sort out my phone to link to the laptop so I can put the pictures on. But as you all know, I did rescue some cats. They're all doing very well. And the one in particular, who is usually not very far away from me, is literally, she sits in my hand. She's so small. She's a little, tiny little kitten. And she usually sits on my knee and goes to sleep. And they're all doing really, really well, all coming on well now. And it won't be long. We'll be getting them all neutered and everything. And then we will be rehoming some of them. I can't say all because we have got like a couple of favorites, to say the least.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, I've tried not to look into their eyes. This is what I always say to everybody. I can stroke dogs and cats and everything at rescues, but if I look into their eyes, then that's it. Absolutely a no-go. And, hello to Linda, who's arrived in the chat room. I've just seen her pop in, bless her. Linda's the one that's coming on the show on Thursday. So, hi, Linda. Hope you're okay. I'm glad you found it, love. And looking forward to having you on Thursday on the show. And obviously, we'll be having calls in as well. So, hi, Liz. I hope you're okay. Right. Has anybody got any updates they want to share? Any links they want me to broadcast or anything? Please put the link into the chat room and we'll come and have a look and see what's going on with yourselves. Oh, no. I've got to read that apparently Carmarthen needs a warning. Yasmin is going there tomorrow, so you better watch out because it says Yaz is about. So, yes, look out, everybody, is all I can say to that. Public health warning and all that, I think, to say. Definitely. Right. What else? There was an update I wanted to pass. I can't think what the other update was. If anybody's got any updates, please, you by all means, put it into the chat room and we will read it out loud. If maybe there's somebody you know that's listening, you want to give a request out to them, a big shout out, or you've got something to say, come on, here's your chance. An open chat where I'm not going to say we'll read everything that's on the chat because I just know what'll end up. So let's just have a little bit of an open chat. Tongue is sharp, being sharper right now. What's this here? All right. Let me just have a look. Yes, Max has just put in the chat room about Pam Anderson takes KFC. So, you know, go and have a watch of that. That's just been in the chat room. Hold on a minute. Anybody else? Well, I'm safe from Yaz. I think, to be fair, you are, aren't you? You're safe in Australia there. Oh, you found the chat, Linda. How are you doing? Are you okay, love? Have you invited all your friends over as well? Bless you. You'll be okay on Thursday. You'll be safe. She'll be safe with me, won't she, Kathy?
Yeah. Buckle up, Linda. Eat your Wheaties.
Oh, it'll be fun. It'll be fun.
Have a blast.
Good. Right. Have we got anything? Any other links we can think of? Please join the Asu Rant Pants page. I've got to say a big shout out as well for Universal Psychic Readings. I'm sure if I ask Max nicely, he'll put the link in the chat room for me. And this is Max's page, and he has been helping loads for all of us behind the scenes. So please, everybody, join up. Go and like his page. And he has got some beautiful, beautiful pictures on there. So all I can say is share, share, share. And if you're a friend of Max's, you'll be told to share the pages, okay? So please, you know, come and have a look and share the page for us. Let me think what else I wanted to say. Well, there's quite a few other things. But please, you know, join up with the Ask Sue show because we have got loads of different links in there. We always get updates and all sorts. So please, you know, by all means, just join in and share your links in there as well. And then we can forward them round for everybody as well. So that will be brilliant. Right. What have we got here? Judith's put us a little picture in. What a funny picture. See what I mean about the pictures? Oh, my goodness. Everybody needs to be sharing these pictures, definitely. Please. Some of them have got real strong meanings, admittedly, not all of them. But, you know, and I can honestly say he's going to get very embarrassed now and he's going to get very big-headed and tell me off after. But just let me tell you that he's absolutely brilliant at doing psychic readings. He's a very good medium, and he even does readings on Skype as well. So go on to Universal Psychic Readings and have a chat with him and tell him that Asu sent you. And also, you've got to go and see We Love Granny M page. That's the link on there. Oh, my days. If you want to have a bit of a laugh, you're feeling a bit down, go to the Granny M page. I'm sure Granny M will be putting another older pictures, some more pictures up, and also of all of that. No, Max, I didn't put the picture of you, love, on there. I did him a bit of a picture, bless. Oh, it was such a lovely picture of him, I thought I had to share it. So he absolutely loves that picture. Right.
I'm still laughing at that post that Judith posted about the cat, like the life is like a box of chocolates. When I give Spike the cat peanut butter off my finger, his face looks just like that.
Right.
Don't put peanut butter, but cats do too.
Right, I've just got to pop something, because I've just seen something on Facebook that I'll also tell you about. Hold on. All the Go Green and Go Blue events of Howard's, I just need to make a bit of an announcement with this. If it has a Go Green, Go Blue event, has not got Howard Epstein's name on it, it is not a legitimate Go Green and Go Blue event, okay? So please check this out before you join it. And also, all of the events are on Global Animal Advocate. If you just click on the pictures, then once you've clicked on the pictures, click on albums, go down the page, and you will see them all there. You just click that link, and all, I think there's about 10 of them, are there. But please check, because we have still had to leave the one that Howard doesn't agree with on there, because we want to show people the wrong one as well. There's one that's with Xena, that's X-E-N-A. There's another one with Hope. And what was the other one? Godiva, wasn't it? I think there were three of them.
Godiva, Hope, and Xena. Godiva, Hope, and Xena. And John's a dog.
Oh, yes, that event has actually run out of time. So, you know, everybody, please, you know, check that out before you go to any Go Green, Go Blue events. If it's got Howard Epstein on it, it's legit, okay? So please, everybody, do this. That would be brilliant.
It's called due diligence. You just want to do your due diligence and make sure you get into legitimate events that we're talking about, not some hijacked, you know, whatever. You want to know that you're working with the correct people. So
exactly.
License.
Well, the thing is, the founder. He's worked so hard with those events. And at the end of the day, you know, it's hard when somebody takes away your work just like that. So, and I know he's very upset, but he's done a brilliant job. And obviously, they're all in the Global Animal Advocate as well, because he wanted to join forces in with us all. So he's a very big part with us as well. So thank you very much to Howard for doing all of those for us as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right. We must be running nearly out of time. I really enjoy. I can't believe. Hold a minute.
I'm looking at a lot of these links to myself. I'm saving a lot of the links to these videos and all, because I do want to watch what you people have posted. Linda, thank you. Very much for the videos you're posting. Yeah.
I've been sharing the links really well tonight, haven't they, to be fair? And putting the links in and everything else has been fantastic.
Yeah.
And I just want to, I'm just trying to see if I can get hold of the actual link for the Go Green events while I'm sitting here as well, so everybody can go and have a look on the Global Animal Advocate for that.
Do we have anyone in the London area? There's going to be a national anti-fur demonstration will take place on Saturday, the 8th of December, 12 noon, Hyde Park Corner. That's right there near, that's right there at Piccadilly Line, too. Let me put this link in there. If there's anyone in the London area, London, and that's not far away. That's December 8th, and that's not far.
Exactly.
Okay, you can go to that page and take a look at that. That's the national, the Coalition to Abolish the Fur Trade. So that will be a good link to have And I know Linda will be giving you lots of good information on Thursday.
Yes, I'm really looking forward to that show. She shares some absolute fantastic links. Linda, if you want to put a link into the your group, please do so. You know, she works so hard and does a lot of behind the scenes. So, you know, Linda, absolute fantastic lady, does loads. Please put the link into the chat room, and people, please join and share. And, of course, let them know that you joined with the Ask Sue show as well. Right, where are we going for time here? I'm just a bit thinking. Oh, we've got 9 minutes, so we're okay. We're okay for a little minute or two. If anybody wants to also inbox me with any thoughts for shows, maybe, like Linda, you've got a group or a page that you would like to share with us. You know, you've got noticed that there's other cruelty cases that you've seen. You can email asksueshow@gmail.com. Or you can send a message on Global Animal Advocate, okay? And, you know, please come and join us there. Let us know your thoughts of the page. If there's something that we're missing, don't go off to somewhere else. Come and tell us that, hey, hold on a minute, you've missed something here. You haven't got this, that, and the other on it. You know, we've got loads of different things, but we may have missed something. So come and have a look. Tell us what you think, and if there's anything that you think we've missed, by all means, you know, let us know. We can only make it bigger with your help. So, you know, but please, if anybody could help, that would be fantastic. I've just got to say that Kevin, a guy that's on the Global Animal Advocate at the moment, he's just looking at some of the links that we shared, and he's put, sorry, we'll do anything to stop this, but I'm unable to watch it. And this is the thing, you know, if you've seen them and, you know, it upsets you, that's fine. But please share the videos. You know, other people that haven't seen this, if they don't like it, they don't have to choose it. Do you know what I mean? They can choose not to look at it, but if you don't put it out there, nobody's going to know.
Yeah,
and this is
exactly
the whole point. We need the world to know, or at least give them a chance to know, even if they avoid it. You know, at the end of the day, that's their choice, but at least we've shown them what's going on.
Absolutely.
Right, so has anybody got any other links? We'll sort out Linda being a friend afterwards. As soon as we've sorted the show out, that'll be fine. I'll send you a link for that one as well, love.
I just got it.
Have you got it? Excellent.
Yeah.
Right, so the guest 5056 and 5093, please sign into Blog Talk Radio. It does just take a couple of minutes to sign in, and it's so that we can look after those that are in the chat room, and so you can come and have a natter with us, sensible lot. Yeah, right,
absolutely.
We'll tell them we're sensible. It sounds better, doesn't it?
Oh, my
right,
God. Wait a minute. Hold on. Guess what? The boycott J. Lopez protester wearing fur page is not found. It is down. The Jennifer Lopez page is down.
Linda, if you just heard that, it's saying that the page has actually gone. I've just clicked on the link myself, and it's not working. Can I just say that if this is the actual case, I want everybody to email or whatever you need to do to get this page back up. This page was going places, and literally, I am hoping. Oh, hold on a minute. She's missed the last bit of it off. It's the last bit of the link. Hold a minute. Let me see if I can find it quickly before the end of the show.
Wearing her fur skin of murdered.
Right. Okay.
Animals.
Hold a minute. I'll get the link now. Hold on. There we go. Try that one.
Okay.
Oh yeah, that's
there
working.
We go.
Oh, thank goodness. Right. So please. Thank goodness. I'm sure Linda was like me and nearly had a heart attack then, to say the least.
Me too.
Linda does a lot of work with this page, and she will be coming on the show on Thursday, and we're going to be talking to her all about everything that she's been doing on the page, and also, literally, we need to be getting this out there as well. Right. Again, Linda is definitely one of those. She's just like us, Kathy. Black's black, white's white, and there's no grey.
That's right.
The pictures are there to make a point and show you. Do you know what I mean?
That's exactly right. That is so true. The information's out there. It's public information. We need to access it. We need to promote it, utilize it to our benefit to help bring these people down and wake up the world. Wake them up.
Exactly.
Gosh, Linda, thank you for those wonderful links. Thanks to all of y'all for the links you shared with us today. Really, thank you so much. I've got a lot of valuable information pulled off this, and I truly, truly, truly appreciate it so much.
I've got a couple of people that are going to try and help with the Go Green events as well. So I want to say thank you to those. That's Jamie. Mattox is just saying about putting a link and starting trying to boost up the Go Green and Go Blue events as well. So that's brilliant. So we can obviously promote that through the Ask Sue show as well. Right, if anybody's got any other links that we have literally got, by all means. Poor Linda, I think, must have been very stressed then. She was worrying that it had gone, and to be honest, I was doing exactly the same myself.
You heard the panic in my voice. I mean, because I go to that page a lot.
Exactly. Right, let me just see. Sorry, I'm just sharing other links to other people while I'm doing this as well. Yasmin's starting to be very naughty, bless her. It must be near a bedtime by what she's putting. Bless. Right. Right, if anybody else has got any other links that you'd like to share. Also, if anybody wants to me to promote any groups, by all means, asksueshow@gmail.com. You've also got the Ask Sue Show, which is on Facebook. The links will be in the chat room in just a couple of minutes, and all the links we'll put into the Ask Sue Show. And, of course, you've got the Global Animal Advocate. Please join up. This is where we can actually make a difference for everybody. So please join in as much as you can. How fast did that go tonight, Kathy?
It went by really fast. Really fast.
We never have enough time, do we, somehow?
No, we don't, honey. No, we don't.
Well, I just want to say to everybody, thank you very much to everybody who's in the chat room. Thank you very much to everybody that's going to be listening after the show as well. But please share the show so everybody else can listen as well. Hope you've all enjoyed it. And please, you know, tomorrow night we've got Howard Eipstein, the founder of the Go Green and Go Blue events, who will be co-hosting with me. And we'll be sharing the links for the events, and also bringing awareness of other things that are in the lines as well, other stories, bringing updates of dogs, bit of all sorts, and, of course, loads of banter, and maybe the odd rant if you're lucky. So I'd like to thank every single one of you for joining the show tonight. Hope that you've all enjoyed it, as well as the rants and everything else to go with it. But myself and Kathy would like to thank everybody for joining us.
Yes,
any
absolutely.
Last final words, Kathy?
I just appreciate everyone's dedication to the cause. I appreciate all of the heart that you put into everything you do every day. I realize how difficult it is for some of you. Remember, it's difficult for all of us. But if somebody does not speak up for these voiceless, defenseless animals, they have no one. So we're in this fight together. We stand strong. We will not give in, and we will not give up.
And a big hear here in the chat room, everybody. And thank you very much, Kathy, for joining me again tonight. You'll be back with me on, what day is it you're back with me again?
Saturday.
Oh, Saturday, is it?
Saturday.
So yes. Myself and Kathy will be back on Saturday as well for the Hey Mr. Government at the weekend. So please have a look on the Ask Sue Show, and we'll give you updates of what's coming up soon. Thank you very much for joining us. Good night, Kathy.
Good night. Good night, darling. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Good night. Thank you. And thank you very much to everybody. Good night. And please share the links. Good night.